let them all.
So how long have you been taping?
Not for about 10 years.
when did you start? And why did you start?
Oh, I helped out with tapes like the Palladium in 71.
You helped out?
Yeah.
You were on the crew of the Palladium 71?
Yeah,
recording?
You know, that was a big deal when you carry a portable open reel deck in, you know, carry it in a brown paper bag and tell the people at the door it's for the band.
Okay, and then what happened?
And then, you know, you have people holding microphones and clearing a crowd. It was a little different.
Are you the
in
guys
those days.
That when Weir said you there with a microphone, you got to move over there 50 feet?
No.
You guys?
No, if you listen to the tape, you can hear those guys arrive back where we already were.
Liar!
No, it's true. It's on the tape.
You're lying. I know you're lying. Some of you are lying. You're lying about something. Some
that's the
greatest. Lying.
So what's your weirdest taping story besides that one?
I have two that are about the same.
Let's hear it.
One of them was the Bob Fried benefit,
yeah.
which was exciting. They were checking people real closely. They caught our deck at the door, you know, and they said, you have to check this, okay? So you check it right over here at the left in Winterland. You check it, you go through the door, you come around to the check inside, and take it back out again and carry it in to record with.
They didn't know they were doing that?
No! I was the only one that did it. Menke did it, and Lewin did it too. I mean, we all did the same thing. We all got caught at the door, turned it in, and checked it out around the corner. The other one's not as good, but I posted it on the Well already. It was at Santa Barbara in 77. We were recording, three of us trailing one pair of mics, and in the middle of the second set, just as they're about to start St. Stephen, the hall security comes up and says, you guys have to stop taking, you know, we need to take your stuff away. And they get on Reinhardt and Menke, and they take their batteries, and they take a couple of blank cassettes. And in the meantime, I'm behind him, and all of a sudden, Sandy Troy is sitting waving these two ends of microphone cables at me to plug into my deck. And so we plug into the deck, and they're playing St. Stephen, and at the same time, these guys are still taking batteries and tapes away from Menke and Reinhardt.
That Buffalo story I told you before, the start of that show, is the thing did start an hour and a half late. I got broken down and taken to the front door to be thrown out. I explained to them that it was absolutely okay, and got back to a seat like an hour and a half after showtime. And when I got back to the seat, that is when they actually started the show. And it was very nice of them, I have to say, because like I was correct and they were wrong, but I went through every channel of bureaucracy. I was out there with like the ends and the pole and the everything else, like saying this thing was supposed to start an hour ago, an hour and 10 minutes ago, an hour and 15 minutes ago.
I was in a place in Miami once, 74, that
you've probably heard about. That was back when things were large, and you had it. You know about large. I mean, when things were like that big. And I remember like sitting there in a row, like, and somebody like actually wanted to see people, an usher, you know, like the guy with the flashlight. And he asked me, what's that? I said, a tape recorder. He said, far out, can you do that? I said, well, as near as I can figure out, probably. And he was like seating like a dozen people. He told every one of the dozen to like, don't step on the tape recorder. Don't step on the tape recorder. Don't step on the tape recorder. That was fun. And you get variations in that theme. You gotta like that.